Editor. I read with interest the two-page advertisement on pages A36 and A37 in the November 16 edition of The Outlook. It caught my attention, because at first glance, I thought it was a Town of Banff ad about their community plan process. Then, I realized the ad looked very similar to Lyricone's area redevelopment plan for the train station lands. I became concerned, mostly because I am an engaged resident, but also as managing director of Lyricone. I feel I have a good handle on the ideas being discussed and presented in Banff. Yet, here it was, an advertisement without any attribution. I didn't know who had paid for it, nor why they would promote the ideas without claiming them. And we also saw posts on Facebook where residents confused the ad with one of our own. This was particularly concerning. As someone who has spent her career in the communications profession, I understand the importance of transparency and ethics in any form of public communication. We were not afforded those basic rights by the proponents of the ad last week, and it raised questions for me about their motivation and intention. Questions we shouldn't have to ask. Those who posted the ad may claim it was an oversight. I wonder. I am writing because I believe it is so important that in a time where anyone can publish information without fact-checking it, to urge one another to stay vigilant. We must continue to stay curious about each other and question those who are proposing new ideas, Lyricone included. But most importantly, we must demand transparency and adherence to ethical standards in our community, in all forms of communication. Jan Waterous, Managing Director of Lyricone, and the proponent of the Banff Train Station ARP.